It's early June, and Timberlake Playhouse executive director Dan Danielowski is pointing out work being done on the lobby, really an open walkway outside its theater, by a team of electricians. The schedule is tight, but so far so good.
And we should be able to work this project around production. Like today, we have a 2 o'clock matinee, so at 1 o'clock, they'll close up for the day and off they go.
A fundraising campaign capped by a matching grant from the Illinois Office of Tourism this year is allowing the organization to, as Danielowski puts it, winterize its facility. Once the lobby is enclosed, workers will add a heating system to service it and the theater proper. That will allow Timberlake to extend its season well into the fall and someday beyond, he says. It's been a long time coming. Timberlake Playhouse was founded in 1961 on this wooded site near Mount Carroll in northwestern Illinois. Danielowski says the first building was rather primitive, as was a replacement that opened in 1975.
Because it was built as a summer theater, there's very little insulation. There was no air conditioning, no heat. It was cooled just with fans and cross ventilation. But after a while, they realized that that was just not enough, and they needed to put in air conditioning. But still, they didn't have heat.
Along the way, he says, patrons began asking about doing more shows. Local businesses were supportive of the idea, too.
From the first day that I came here, what I was hearing, when I said, what can TLP do to help the area? It was always expand the season.
Danielowski says the theater drew about 29,000 people last year. He estimates the longer season now being planned will draw another 4,500 to 6,000 people annually. And despite once calling summer theater, quote, racing at 100 miles an hour with your hair on fire, he's excited at the opportunity. While Timberlake Playhouse is winterizing, an organization in DeKalb is looking to, if you will, summarize its facility. The Egyptian Theater was built 90 years ago with an opulent pseudo-Egyptian theme, but without air conditioning. That's made hosting events in the summer nearly impossible. Alex Nered is the Egyptian's executive director. He says a number of age-related issues, worn-out seats and such, were addressed over the years, but a big push began several years ago to raise money for a real do-over. A recently awarded $200,000 matching grant from the State Office of Tourism put the topper on the $4.5 million project.
It's both an expansion of the theater, a two-story expansion, expanding restrooms and the concession stand storage, but probably most importantly, providing the space for new mechanical equipment to air condition the theater.
Nered says upkeep costs run year-round, so he's excited about being able to generate revenue during the summer. That will help the theater's bottom line, and it doesn't stop there.
You have, you know, this huge population, the NIU students, for the most part, is gone through the summer months. And then you take the Egyptian theater offline through those summer months, it makes it really tough downtown.
It's not just patrons and businesses who welcome the renovations. The Egyptian's marketing and communications director, Janine Holcomb, has warm memories, in more ways than one, of performing in dance recitals here from age 3 through high school.
I very much remember the heat and humidity and being in sequins and feathers up in the balcony and sweating, and God bless our mothers who had to deal with all of those sweating little children.
Nered says 40,000 people came through the doors of the Egyptian last year. He hopes to increase attendance to more than 50,000 within a few years of the project's completion in early 2020. In the end, we're talking about some pretty unglamorous stuff here, plumbing, heating and cooling systems and the like. But if it brings out more people to appreciate what their respective venues have to offer and helps their neighbors to boot, well, that would make both Danielowski and Nered very happy. I'm Guy Stevens.